Hello, I bring you another challenging conversation, another red flag, not so much yellow. But if you are the type of person that considers this application or style of payment somewhat reasonably well for you, congratulations, you found something that works for you. However, I think there is a lot more to say about this than what meets the eye. It's what's under the hood. Let's analyze. Let's talk about it, because these type of applications, and I've said this consistently from my previous podcasts, and I want you guys to visit because there's a lot to be said here, a lot to learn. Join me as we dive in into these conversations about services or service agreements and terms and policies, because this one is alarming. The reason being that I find this one a lot more alarming than the rest is because they say it in plain English. Buy now, pay later is another form of a loan. However, you use your own money. It's completely debited out, or another form of subscription, or another form of layaway. For those who grew up in the days of layaway, you could also remember that you were responsible for each month or each week to provide X amount of money, whether it be through Kmart or Walmart or Caldors or what have you. These things were invented way before this application came on board. However, the interface of it is completely different. Obviously, times have changed, but the process and the methods have not changed. It's still about the same. These pay now, pay later are advantageous for individuals who do not have the funds regularly available, or perhaps do not have a good method for funding or spreading out their money or saving money as they should. And I like when these things are being provided as a method for individuals who have a tough time balancing their budget. What I do have problems with, once again, is the data privacy of things. And I would like to bring up this red flag, because when you enter into this realm, or when you enter your information, specifically in this application, Affirm, you have now entered personal identifiable information about you, PII. We talk about HIPAA, we talk about Social Security, we talk about PII, we talk about FOUO. These are information that is personally identifiable to you. And once again, as I said in the previous podcast, would you allow a stranger to enter your home, use your refrigerator, and also use your bed, and also take a shower and then leave? And on the way out, would you allow them to take some decorative piece off your wall? You really wouldn't. Now, that's exactly what's going on in this application, and I'll explain. I am alarmed by the type of terms and conditions that they are providing you as the end user. Because in plain English, and I'll read it here verbatim so that you'll be able to see what's going on with this particular application. It says here, third-party providers, right? We may rely on third-party providers to assist us in making a tool or other Affirm service available to you. By linking your bank account to a tool or service, you authorize us, Affirm, and our third-party providers to access your financial account on your behalf and gather information about you. You give us, our third-party provider, a limited power of attorney and appoint us and our third-party provider as your true and lawful attorney in fact and agent to act on your behalf and access, transmit, and use your information as needed to provide the tool and other services. You agree to the transfer, storage, and processing of your information in accordance with their respective privacy policy, which, by the way, I have a problem with. We have no liability to you for any damage you may suffer as a result of any such third-party action or inaction or from inaccurate account information. Let me pause here for a second and repeat this last line because I think it's important to say. We have no liability to you, right? Affirm is saying that they do not have the liability. So they are not, if in the event that the third party mishandles your information or mishandles how they put the application together, it is not none of their business. Hands off. Like I said, you allow a stranger into your house to use your bathroom, and on the way out, they get a decorative piece off your wall. You really wouldn't. Like I said, damages to you you may suffer as a result of which the third party action or inactive or inaccurate account information. So they put it back on you to say, if you have inaccurate information about you, it's your problem. Fair enough, right? Now, the thing is to consider, especially with these applications, it's you're saying, how are they collecting this information if all I'm giving them is my credit card or is my debit card? Pause. They have access to the three digits in the background. Cool, right? When you go to the ATM, what are the three options that you can choose from? I'm going to pause here for a second for dramatic effect. Okay, so that you can choose to go to balance, right? View your balance, savings, checkings, withdrawal. So it's four. But the number one option that you get presented is view your balance. So is viewing your balance a bad thing? Probably not. However, the statement that we all have to be aware about, especially with this application, is that you give us and third-party providers limited power of attorney and appoint us as your limited power of attorney, right? As a third-party provider, as your trust and lawful attorney, in fact, and agent to act on behalf and access transmit. I mean, if anything counts for anything, they're probably using this as vague language, but at the same instance, they can come back and say, well, all we're doing is just transmitting information from one to the other as your payment process goes through. However, you're providing a lot more information about you, what the things you've purchased, how often you purchase, how often you use your bank account. You're allowing information to be consistently be accessed. So in this particular time and function and juncture, what is it that you're providing? Like I said, should they have access to your bank account? What happens if they don't protect your information like you have? So how are they accessing this information? Well, right now, the application, when they first rolled out, they wanted your credit card information or your debit card information, and that's it. But now they're saying you can enter your routing and bank account so that you never, ever miss a payment as you would, right? You know, what type of creature would miss a payment? Because, you know, we're not normal. But that's not my rant about this. Now, what gets a lot more interesting or less interesting than this, they set you off as a complimentary 0% to, let me just say this much, for dramatic effects, APR. So the APR, like I said, zero, complimentary, enter. 36% is the highest that they can go. And you know who says 36%? The government says that's your cap. And you know who are they taking advantage of? Of individuals who do not pay attention. To individuals who just want it today and not save the cash. I'm going to just put this one on the screw it bucket because I'm no longer going to be applying myself to these applications until I start reading these terms and conditions. And I'll continue to expose these applications of what they are. They're predatory. They're also lurkers, also taking your data and information and providing to the highest bidder outside of the United States. Once again, it's a foreign thing, right? What are they going to do with this information? They know who you are. They can link it with AI along with selling it to the highest bidder. Then you're getting some random stuff to your house being sent. Your data gets leaked. It ends up in the black market or dark web. I'm saying to you to go ahead and protect yourself at all costs, that not to give in to things like this because it's short term. Listen, if things are that bad, I'm not giving you personal advice. Please don't take this as financial advice. I am not a CPA. I am not a certified accountant. I'm not a tax attorney. I'm nobody. It's my opinion and my opinion alone, but if I had to do this, I would do it this way. And the way that I would construct this is to not apply for items that I don't need. So the way that I'm also seeing it is that if I have to give myself the excuse to have it today, given there are circumstances that we need, let's use this as an example, formula, diapers, clothes for the kids. Those are things that you can give yourself a pass on because times are tough. But in the instance, can you hold off long enough to purchase those things so that you have enough funds in your account to then you don't have to rely on third parties or these intermediary applications to do the things that you would normally do if you were doing it by yourself? And also remember too that if you're doing a processing payment, they're just the in-between person too as well. They're just getting a cut on top. So what they are doing with your money or your account is every month they'll charge your card directly, and off the top they're taking their percentage, right? And then that percentage gets put to like maybe a Walmart or some type of Apple products, whatever. So you're giving your money every month on top of you giving them money because they fronted you the money up front, basically. But other than that, I would like to hear your thoughts and opinion about this because there's definitely a lot of things to be said about this, and I'll continue to expose companies like this because I think your PII information or personal identifiable information is important to me, is important to you. HIPAA is important to you, is important to me. I want for you guys to be well protected. I want you guys to realize that these companies are predatory and they're also waiting to just sink their teeth and take money away from you. Like I said, they want you to forget that you're subscribed. They want you to forget that you're using their services, that they want you to think that this is a great thing to have. Other than that, I'll catch you guys on the next one.